giant in the world of baseball died this morning. George Steinbrenner, the longtime owner of the New York Yankees and the man known as the Boss, passed away early today in Florida after what's being described as a massive heart attack. He was 80 years old. With us from New York is NPR sports correspondent Mike Pesca. Good morning.
Hello.
And in a statement this morning, Steinbrenner's family called him a visionary and a giant in the world of sports. Pretty fair assessment, wouldn't you say?
There are a lot of adjectives you could apply to Steinbrenner, and they were all superlatives. He was driven. He was an egotist. He was a bully. He was a genius capitalist. He was demanding. He won 6 World Series. He created so much value for the Yankees and their fans.
The team's success, which was enormous, how much of it can be attributed to George Steinbrenner?
That's a good question, and I think it sometimes gets lost, because when George Steinbrenner bought the Yankees for $10 million in 1973, everything about the world of sports was less. The salaries were less. The price of tickets was less. And it wasn't seen that the Yankees were a great bargain then. Well, now the Yankees are worth over $1 billion. And one of the geniuses of George Steinbrenner, even though on the field he fired and hired 20 different managers in his first 23 years, he was always very focused on the bottom line. So he built that brand new stadium in the Bronx, and he created the YES Network to monetize everyone who was watching the game. And it's very attributable to Steinbrenner. Before Steinbrenner took over the Yankees, they were drawing fewer than 1 million people. He quadrupled attendance, all while raising ticket prices, sometimes to nearly astronomical levels. So George Steinbrenner's legacy lives on, not only with the financial health of the Yankees, but also every fan in Kansas City or Pittsburgh who says, why can't I compete in baseball anymore, has to look at the fact that George Steinbrenner was able to make his team so rich, and other teams maybe didn't have that management, didn't have that vision, just didn't have the means to do that.
Now, through all of this, Steinbrenner was not a universally loved figure. In fact, to be honest, a lot of the fun of watching him was to watch all the things that he did that made people mad.
Yeah. You know, he was an icon of the 70s. He hosted Saturday Night Live, and his persona was that he was a driven guy who would fire everybody. Then in the 90s, he became a fake recurring character on Seinfeld, essentially with the same persona. Now, he took a little bit of a hiatus in between because he was actually suspended twice by baseball. When he came into the league, he had made some illegal contributions to the Nixon reelection campaign, and he served a suspension for that. And then later on, he really went off the rails a bit and hired a private investigator to dig dirt on one of his star players. And after that suspension, though, he came back and he mellowed, or at least he saw that the baseball team was having success without him. And that smart businessman that I talked about said, maybe I better back off a little.
He has not been in great health, but what at this point does his death mean for the Yankees organization?
Well, obviously, they'll honor it, and his sons are still running the team. But right now, the Yankees are actually in better shape than at any time in years and years and years. Now they just have everything going. They can trade for any great player. They have a number of great prospects. They're sitting atop the American League with young kids ready to contribute. The Yankees right now are the favorite to win the World Series again. That would probably be the best tribute to Steinbrenner there is.
Mike, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
And here's Mike Pesca speaking to us from New York about George Steinbrenner, the longtime owner of the New York Yankees, died this morning.